ABC Radio Australia.
Despite many Pacific migrants hailing from small coastal townships, it appears most pine for the big smoke after migrating to Australia. Data from a new study shows it's the outer metropolitan suburbs of Australia's three largest cities that house most of Australia's Pacific migrants. Concerningly, however, it also shows most live in disadvantaged areas and generally have poorer outcomes than other migrants.
Over 70% of the Pacific migrants live in just three major urban areas: Greater Sydney, Greater Brisbane, and Greater Melbourne.
So the three major cities obviously holding the largest share there. Is there a particular city which holds the largest share?
Yes, of the 70% of the Pacific migrants living in the three cities, about half or 35% have settled in Sydney. Interestingly, Brisbane stands out as the second largest hub, with nearly 20% of the Pacific migrants calling it home, likely because of the warm climate, and it's close to Pacific Islands.
Yeah, not so surprising with Brisbane, I suppose, given its proximity to the Pacific, as you mentioned. Now, the data shows Pacific Islanders occupy certain areas of the city that are considered disadvantaged. Can you explain, I suppose, what it means to be disadvantaged and what factors have forced them to settle in those areas?
Disadvantaged here mean that in living in the area with lower income suburbans, lower incomes, lower skill jobs. And the data show that within major cities, Pacific migrants often cluster in the lower income suburban areas where the housing is more affordable. In Sydney, many live in southwest and northwest, while in Brisbane, they are concentrated in suburbs like Ipswich and Logan. And these patterns date back to the earlier wave of migration, when the Pacific families settled where housing was available and built in strong community networks. Today, those networks continue to support the new arrivals, and the lower cost of living remains a key factor.
One of the things I found interesting is that for Pacific Islanders, their standard of living is somewhat lower than migrants from other countries. Why are their outcomes worse than say, you know, Western migrants, for instance?
Yeah, that's an interesting issue as well. Pacific migrants often face worse outcomes than those from Western countries and the Australian-born population due to the structural, historical, and policy factors. So many enter through low-skill migration pathways, which limit the access to permanent residencies and economic mobility and opportunities. As a result, the Pacific communities earn less than other migrants, even after adjusting for education and English skills. And they tend to live in areas with fewer job opportunities and lower quality services, which worsen their disadvantage.
That does make sense. One of the other interesting little nuggets I found from your research as well, Samoans and Tongans are very happy to live in the southern states along with Ni Vanuatu people. Look, no surprises there. I'm sure most Australians would have grown up with many in their communities who come from places like Sydney and Melbourne. But I noticed a large majority of people from PNG, Solomon Islands, Nauru and Kiribati, they tend to mainly settle in the northern states, like Queensland. Why is that?
Yeah. So Samoans and Tongans settlement patterns are shaped by the established community networks and historical migration patterns. For example, they come in via New Zealand so that they settle in Melbourne and in Sydney. On the other hand, migrants from PNG, Solomon Islands, Nauru and Kiribati often choose Queensland for its geographic proximity, making the travel more affordable. Queensland also offers the industries like horticulture that align with the skills of many migrants. And government policies, regional settlement incentives, and strong community support networks influence the person. For example, the PALM scheme, the Pacific Labor Mobility Scheme, is further shaping the settlement patterns of Pacific migrants.
Yeah, really interesting. It's also sparked my curiosity. Given that people from those countries, those certain Melanesian countries like PNG and the Solomon Islands, given they tend to migrate to the north, would that mean people who live in the southern parts of Australia aren't so familiar with those countries? It probably leads to a bit of a lack of education about who they are and where they're from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. So in Australia, when you come to Sydney and Melbourne, not many people really understand well about the Pacific communities in Australia, especially from Papua New Guinea, from Solomon Island, from Nauru, from Kiribati. That's why we want to have more studies to explore the assimilation and the life of Pacific migrants in Australia, so that Australia knows more about the lives of Pacific diaspora in Australia.